Okay, on the injury report, Omar Bolden did not participate, concussion. Derek Wolf has a bruised quad, limited. Virgil Green, hamstring, limited. Chris Cooper, ankle, full. Tracy Porter, illness, full. Demaryius Thomas, knee, limited. Robert Ayers, groin, full. Ronnie Hillman, hamstring, full. Champ Bailey did not participate, non-injury related. Any questions?
With the news that Willis is going to go on the IR but can return, what does that allow you to do? What do you plan on doing with that flexibility at the roster spot?
Well, you know, we're still looking into that, evaluating what we might do there. When we make that decision, we'll make that public. You know, for this week, I think we feel very comfortable with who we have, and you know, that can change based on anything we might do. But you know, I think it's fair to say and pretty obvious that you know, we'll pull from guys that we have that know our system.
Is there a possibility you'll go into the game with just 52 guys on the roster as you did that last year when you traded Kyle?
You know, everything's a possibility. It's hard for me to predict the future, but, you know, we'll be day-to-day as far as that decision-making process goes.
Coach, the decision for Monday where you weren't going to put him on any IR till now is a matter of, that's a long time to go without a roster spot. Is that the...
Well, I think really just, you know, you're continually assessing the situation and gaining more information. And I think as that went along, you know, I think we figured that it was going to definitely be outside of 6 weeks and we'd go from there. And the IR, getting a guy possibly to train either at that position or another position, you know, was probably the best bet.
What are your thoughts on facing Brady Quinn this weekend?
You know, as I mentioned earlier in the week, you know, because he did come in and finish that game, they've announced, I know since then, that he will start. You know, I thought he did a great job for us. You know, I think, you know, he didn't get a lot of opportunity in the regular season a year ago, but, you know, I watched him a lot of times in practice, and he's definitely very capable.
What are your thoughts on the Chiefs overall? I mean, they've had a tough year, but they seem to have some good elements.
You know, when we look at it, and I say this many times, is, you know, we don't look at the record, we look at the tape. And they got five first-rounders on defense, sprinkled all through the depth chart there. And then offensively, they got the fourth-leading rusher in the AFC and, you know, the tenth-leading receiver. So, you know, our guys look at the tape, so they understand, you know, division game on the road. This is a very capable football team.
When you look at how dangerous Jamal Charles is it one of those where you got to make sure to remind guys, hey, this guy can beat you any time he's got the ball in his hand?
You know, I mean, these guys are smart enough. You know, they turn on the tape. They've been in there for, you know, all day, you know, looking at the Kansas City Chiefs offense, their run game, and, you know, they can tell he's pretty good.